You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Friday, June 17. The Marietta-based Mount Bethel Church in Georgia, a megachurch with around 10,000 members, has announced that it has reached a settlement with the United Methodist Church North Georgia Conference. As part of the settlement, Mount Bethel will pay $13.1 million to the United Methodist Church to keep its property and assets as it leaves the denomination. A new study from Baylor University suggests that children in the care of faith-based child welfare programs could be safer from sexual abuse and other ills than those in secular ones. The study, which was conducted by analyzing insurance data, found that faith-based organizations had a lower insurance loss ratio as it pertains to their liability for professional and sexual abuse. The average pure insurance loss ratio of faith-based agencies was 48%, with 50% being viewed as the target threshold for a profitable client from an insurer's perspective, meaning that the revenues paid to them for the insurance exceeded the payouts they needed to make for a given year. In contrast, data provided on secular child welfare organizations by an insurance company that wished to remain anonymous was 222%, indicating that the company is losing money for policies for similar types of clients. During a sermon at Charis Christian Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado, born-again Christian Congresswoman Lauren Boebert said that if women chase after God, their husbands will chase after them too. She says, quote, "Ladies, it was years before I had my husband sitting in the pew next to me. For years I interceded, wanting my husband by my side, praising God, living out his God kind of life that I knew was far better than anything else that was going on. But ladies, if you chase God with everything that you have, your husband will chase after you, chasing God," she said. The Congresswoman also discussed the importance of being an influence in her home and demonstrating grace and forgiveness. The evangelical humanitarian charity World Vision is standing by one of its former employees, Mohammed El Halabi, whom it contends has been wrongfully convicted of embezzling millions from the organization and supporting the Palestinian terror organization Hamas. The charity announced they believe there were irregularities in the trial process and a lack of substantive publicly available evidence, and stated, quote, "We support Mohammed's intent to appeal the decision and call for a fair and transparent appeal process based on the facts of the case." Halabi was arrested on June 15, 2016, and later accused of diverting $50 million in funds intended for World Vision to support Hamas. Then-CEO Kevin Jenkins condemned the accusations against Halabi in an August 2016 statement, contending that the total operating budget in Gaza was less than half of the alleged $50 million. Southern Baptists adopted a resolution Tuesday rejecting the prosperity gospel, calling it false teaching and distortion of Scripture, particularly regarding Jesus Christ's atoning work on the cross. The resolution asserts that this theology represents a distortion of biblical generosity, exploits vulnerable people, and blames people who are sick for lack of faith while corrupting a biblical understanding of suffering. It also states that Christians are to guard against false teaching, to beware of false prophets who come to us in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves, and to guard the integrity of Scripture. You will find a number of articles on ChristianPost.com covering the Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting, including complementarianism, Vody Bachum warns judgment is falling upon the church, and that a pastor warns the SBC against using politics, social justice, or music to grow churches. You can find links to those articles in the podcast description. 36-year-old Republican Myra Flores won the special election in Texas's 34th congressional district Tuesday night, flipping a seat previously held by Democrat Philemon Vela Jr., who resigned in March, signaling changes in the political preferences of Hispanic voters in the region and possibly previewing a strong GOP performance in the 2022 midterm elections. On her website, Flores characterized herself as pro-God, pro-life, and pro-family. Born to migrant farm workers, Flores moved to the United States when she was six and worked with her parents in cotton fields in Texas to earn extra money for clothing and supplies. Flores, who says her Christian faith is a core part of who she is the first Mexican-born woman elected to Congress. A nearly naked pro-abortion protester disrupted a Catholic mass in Michigan over the weekend as Americans await the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on an abortion case that's expected to overturn Roe v. Wade and return abortion laws to the discretion of each state. The protest, which was captured in a video posted to TikTok, showed the unclothed woman with strategically placed dark green leaves covering her private parts chanting "abortion without apology." Ushers at the Detroit area church removed both protesters, who continued to shout pro-abortion slogans as they were escorted out of the building. Another woman holding a green bandana was standing at one of the pews at the front of the church before an usher escorted her out through a side exit. The United States House of Representatives has passed a bill that would increase security for U.S. Supreme Court justices as tensions mount ahead of a ruling on a Mississippi abortion case that could overturn 1973's Roe v. Wade. The bill was introduced in the wake of a man driving from California to Maryland with plans to assassinate Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The bill was overwhelmingly approved by the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives, with 396 members voting for the measure. 27 opposed it, all of whom are Democrats. We hope you enjoy listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice: Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.